call 713-466-7555 now. Let's get one thing clear between us, the air you breathe. 713-466-7555 or EnviroMaxFilter.com.
Your host, Dr. Osborne. We've got your other host tonight, Dr. Davis. We're going to be talking about osteoporosis and bone health. There are a lot of misconceptions in the world of what a person needs to do to maintain healthy bones, what a person needs to do to help prevent osteoporosis. And so we'd like to address a lot of those tonight and help get you better educated. If you've got questions and you want to call in, feel free to do so. The number to do that is 281-558-5738. It's 281-558-5738. If you've got questions on osteoporosis or bone health, feel free to call in tonight. Hi, Dr. Davis. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you have a nice Mother's Day?
I sure did.
All right.
Great time.
And happy Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. Happy belated Mother's Day. We say that because osteoporosis is primarily a disease that affects women. Basically, 80% of the candidates that develop osteoporosis are women. And so it is primarily a disease, once again, that affects women. So that being said, let's go through some of the statistics with osteoporosis and just to kind of give you a general background and a basic background on the disease. Basically, osteoporosis is a condition where primarily a woman will develop porous and weakened bones as she gets older. It's a disease of aging. And typically, it happens more aggressively after the onset of menopause, and some speculation out there as to hormone imbalance and hormone deficiencies. We'll get into that a little bit. But also a lot of speculation on nutritional deficiencies, on other hormonal imbalances, on lifestyle modifications, things that we can do to modify. So osteoporosis affects 10 million women, or more so 10 million Americans, 80% of them being women, so 8 million women. And then it affects an additional 34 million people because there are that many with borderline osteoporosis, or what is oftentimes referred to as osteopenia, which is just a medical term that means diminished bone density. So all those things being said, cost-wise, osteoporosis contributes to $19 billion of medical expenses in the U.S. alone every year. And that's a rough estimation. It's expected to more than double in the next 10 years. So it's definitely a disease that has a high, you could say, monetary impact, but also a high impact just generally on a woman's health because of the secondary side effects that can occur. And Dr. Davis, I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of get into some of the hormonal challenges with bone loss. I know that's more your area of expertise. Can you enlighten us a little bit in that area?
Sure. I have seen a lot of younger women in their 30s and 40s already beginning to develop osteopenia, and it seems to be pretty well correlated with women who have a lack of progesterone from a very early age. And those women would include women who have been diagnosed with things like endometriosis, infertility, polycystic ovarian syndrome, and then generally just with the loss of progesterone through the years, which generally begins around the mid-30s for women who don't have those specific diseases I just discussed, we start to see an imbalance of progesterone versus estrogen, and then we start to see bone thinning occurring. I think it's very important to understand that osteoporosis is not a disease that's going to kill you tomorrow. It's a disease, it's actually a process that occurs over time because of a loss of what we think now is a loss of calcium, vitamin D, and then I think the hormone balance plays a huge part. Once I started many of my patients on hormone treatment, I saw within a year or two a huge improvement in the bone density itself. And the problem right now with the drugs that are on the market are that we sometimes see an improvement. We sometimes see no change. We sometimes actually see things decreasing over time. But over the long haul, we feel that those particular drugs may be causing more brittle bone than you already have, whereas exercising, taking the calcium, vitamin D, and hormones seems to actually help the bone build back a very strong bone that will actually protect you from fractures. I think it's very scary. You know, when I see women coming in and they're scared and they say, oh, I've been diagnosed with osteoporosis, well, what does that mean? It doesn't mean tomorrow you're going to go fall and fracture your hip or your spine. It's really a disease that will affect women usually later in life, in their 70s and 80s, and that's when we begin to see more mortality or morbidity with it, where you actually have fractures, where you actually end up with hip fractures or spinal fractures from even coughing or falling. And so our whole goal is to prevent that from happening. But most healthy women in their 40s, 50s, 60s who've been diagnosed with osteoporosis are not going to crumble away tomorrow. And I think they get so scared and they start taking these drugs, and as we know, there's a lot of side effects to these particular drugs. They can cause flu-like syndrome, they can cause esophageal problems, they can actually, like I said, cause further more brittle bone. And, you know, I think over time we find that it's just become a marketing game for the pharmaceutical companies. So we have to sort of back off and say, okay, what is osteoporosis all about? Osteoporosis is about the loss of the bone. Why do we have that? And again, I found a huge correlation with a deficiency of progesterone early in life seeming to lead to earlier bone loss in women in their 30s and 40s. And then, of course, around menopause, it starts to decrease after that as well. And interestingly enough, I'm also finding that men who have testosterone deficiency also have a higher incidence of having osteoporosis much earlier. So we're doing a lot more testing on our male patients as well, who are in their 60s, who are also beginning to develop osteoporosis.
Very well put. I just would like to add, what you talk about with early onset of progesterone deficiencies, how much of an impact do you suspect, or do you consider a lot of these environmental estrogens to play? In essence, do you feel like it's more true progesterone deficiency, or things like herbicides and pesticides and plastics that create this estrogen overload or overburden of estrogen, which then mimics a progesterone deficiency?
I think it's really a combination of both of them. I do see a lot of women who have progesterone deficiency just beginning. Even if you go back to their initial cycles, they start off having very, very heavy cycles, very clotty cycles, very symptoms that are just not normal for someone who's in their 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old. They're put on birth control pills very early in life. So I think that even those women begin with progesterone deficiency much before. I think the women who are in their 20s and 30s who are now beginning to develop a lot of estrogen dominance from all the herbicides, pesticides, water bottles, all those types of things. So I think there's actually a combination of both. But I think so many women are shocked when they're in their 30s and 40s and we tell them they already have bone thinning, and they have no idea that they could even be having something like that at such an early age.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree. It's definitely a combination.
Right.
One of the things that I also want to kind of depose the myth on is most of my patients, when they come to see me, a lot of them have already had bone scans done. And basically they've been told, okay, you've got osteoporosis, take this medication and take your calcium.
Right.
And a lot of these over-the-counter calciums will have some vitamin D in them. But I just, before we go to break, I want to just put this out there. Not all calciums are created equally. Right. In essence, I actually had an OB-GYN doctor one time take a patient of mine, and she took her off of I had her on a form of calcium called calcium orotate, which is a very, very highly bioavailable form of calcium. She took her off of that calcium and put her on Tums with calcium.
Oh, no.
And, right? And so realize, people, that Tums is an antacid. And calcium requires acid for absorption. So when you're taking that Tums with calcium or those Rolaids with added calcium, the amount of calcium absorption that you're actually going to get is less than 1%, because when you neutralize stomach acid, you don't absorb calcium. And the type of calcium that's present in those over-the-counter antacids is called calcium carbonate. And the body does not absorb very much calcium carbonate. It's just not a very good form. It's not a very bioavailable form of calcium. So if you've been put on those forms of calcium, or if your doctor has told you, just go over to a Eckerd's or Walgreens and just pick up any kind of calcium, you've been poorly misled. And so I would encourage you to educate yourself about the different types of calcium. And we'll get into that here in just a few minutes. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in with questions, the number is 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738, and we'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Talent Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. Now, if you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Talent Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Talent Center Wellness today, 281-240-2229, and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Talent Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Tired of being thick around the middle? Does your skin flap like a chicken when you wave goodbye? Are those saddlebags getting on your nerves? Well, Cool Lipo is here, and the results are amazing. As we grow older, our skin begins to show the signs of sun and lifestyle. The face and neck are exposed to the sun more than any other part of the body and tend to age more quickly. And we look for expensive creams and lotions to erase the signs of aging, and some people even consider surgery. At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can perform Cool Lipo, a non-surgical procedure in our office. And there's no downtime, and it takes less time than a trip to the grocery store. Consider Cool Lipo to remove fatty tissue under the chin, neck, arms, abdomen, and even thighs. Call Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today for more information at 281-362-0014. We'll have you back in swimsuit shape in no time at all. Call us at 281-362-0014 for your Cool Lipo consultation. 281-362-0014.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Everybody, this is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Tonight we're talking about osteoporosis and bone loss. And if you've got questions on the topic, you want to get in and speak your piece, the number is 281-558-5738. We encourage you to call in if you've got a question. And so when we went to the break, we kind of discussed some of the hormonal influence on bone and some of the trends that we see clinically, but we also discussed kind of leaving toward the break, we discussed the different types of calcium are not created equally. And so one of the kind of common sayings in the supplement industry is you really truly do pay for what you get, what you pay for in that sense. Calcium comes in a lot of different what are called chelation forms. And these are just forms of calcium, and these are chemicals that bind to the calcium that either your body likes to absorb or your body doesn't like to absorb. Some are absorbed better than others, etc. And so the biochemistry in it is not just as simple as taking a food with calcium or taking a particular over-the-counter calcium supplement. Some people actually absorb calcium citrate better than calcium gluconate or better than calcium aspartate, etc. So sometimes it just requires some testing to determine what a person is deficient in, whether or not they even, if calcium is even part of the problem. And that's another big misconception, is that everybody with osteoporosis has a calcium deficiency and needs more calcium. And it's just not true. We see patients all the time that don't have calcium deficiencies that have osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. And realize that bone is a matrix of proteins and minerals. It's not just made out of calcium. It's made out of calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, chromium, copper, boron, vanadium, silicone. I mean, there's just a number of different ingredients present in the bone matrix. And so there are a lot of different things that a person could be lacking or missing in their diet that could contribute to a weaker bone, poor bone mass, less bone density, however you want to call it. And one of the things that I wanted to point out is that in osteoporosis, one of the primary measuring tools for patients is the bone scan. In other words, you do a bone scan, it comes back, and it's based on the standard deviation model where if a person is 2.5 standard deviations away, then they're typically considered osteoporotic. And so the bone scan, realize, although is a good kind of initial tool to identify bone density, it doesn't identify and it doesn't discriminate between bone density and bone health. In other words, you can have very healthy bones and very dense bones, or you could have very dense bones, but those bones are not very healthy. And that's one of the problems with a lot of the medications that Dr. Davis was talking about earlier, is that they don't necessarily always increase bone density, or sometimes they increase bone brittleness, as opposed, the bone may be denser, but it's more brittle in that denseness. And so you don't get an active, you don't get a good active change in the bone from it being less dense. You just get it being more brittle. And so that's not really the goal. The goal is to actually allow the bone to be made and replicated in a healthy fashion. So the bone scan is typically done every 2 to 3 years, and some just depends on the doctor, but usually that's about the window, because you're not going to see much of a change if you measure a bone scan a year apart. Bone has a turnover time of about 7 years, so every 7 years you should have replaced your old skeleton with a new skeleton. That being said, in order to see changes in bone density, it takes 2 to 3 years to really see whether a therapy is working. Well, that's one of the drawbacks and flaws to mainstream therapy. There's actually tests, and Dr. Davis, I don't know if you do, you do any of the PIRLINX or pyridinium crosslink testing in your office?
No, I haven't done that.
These are urine tests that can be measured, and what they do is they measure bone turnover. So it's a urine test that measures something called collagen crosslinks. These are basically chemicals that are found in the urine, and if you have a high amount, then your bone is, we can say that your bone is turning over too rapid. And if you have, you know, within that normal amount, we can say that your bone is not turning over too fast. And one of the problems that happens is as we get older, we tend to tear bone down faster than we're building it. And so this type of urine test can then monitor and be used to monitor whether or not the therapy that the doctor is using is actually working. As opposed to waiting 2 to 3 years to get another bone scan, you can actually measure urine crosslinks of collagen every 3 to 4 months. And so then you can make more changes if you need to in your treatment plan based on whether or not that patient is turning over bone too quickly or at the right amount. And so that's one tool. It's just one more tool that can be used in patients with osteoporosis as opposed to waiting 3 years before that next bone scan. So if you haven't had that test done, ask your doctor about it. The trade name for the test is called PIRLINX D, and most labs out there, Quest and LabCorp and some of these other big labs, they will order that. You can order it through your insurance, and it's payable. And the test is it's a very good tool to use, once again, in just monitoring how well that bone or how fast that bone is being turned over while you're on a certain type of therapy to help build your bone. Now, other tests that we commonly talk about, and Dr. Davis and I both, we do a large amount of a test called a SpectraCell or a functional intracellular analysis. And this particular test is a fantastic test because it tells us whether or not a patient is deficient in calcium, in magnesium, in zinc, in chromium, in copper, in selenium, in certain B vitamins, and certain other nutrients that play a role in bone health. And so a lot of times I'll have a patient that comes in, and you probably see this, Dr. Davis, where somebody's taking, you know, 1,500 milligrams of calcium, you'll run their lab work, they don't have a calcium deficiency, but they may have, you know, a zinc deficiency. Mm-hmm. Zinc plays a role in bone turnover. You can have a zinc-induced bone loss. And so that person may not need to be on all that extra calcium. And so it allows for personalization of the individual, the treatment of the individual, so that you're not just saying, okay, everybody with osteoporosis gets calcium, because it's the model for personal medicine is not one size fits all. It's that person's individuality is what we need to address in order to make sure that we're doing the right things, because bone loss can occur for a number of different reasons. What kind of things have you seen, Dr. Davis, with, you know, with your osteoporotic patients and their SpectraCell? I mean, calcium deficiency is one of the least common deficiencies I see in my osteoporotic patients.
Exactly. I hardly really ever see calcium deficiency. I do see a lot of vitamin D deficiency. I see a lot of zinc deficiency. I see a lot of magnesium deficiency. I think those are probably the three major ones that I found. But I very rarely see calcium deficiency.
Exactly. And so we have all these foods that are being fortified. Orange juices are fortified with calcium. And people, I think it's just an overkill more than anything else, because it's a simple assumption that calcium is at the root of osteoporosis. And although I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater and say that it has nothing to do with it, I certainly like to get that measured and determine whether or not that's even an issue with these individuals.
Right, right. And I think that helps a lot to individualize it to each patient, so then we can get them on exactly what they need. And then when we do the follow-up bone densities or these urine tests, I'm sure that we'll be able to see a much better response. You know, I think if you just take, I think part of the problem with some of the drugs that are on the market is they're once a week, once a month, and a lot of people actually forget to take them because they're not on a regular basis. But again, I think the long-term side effect of those drugs is not very good anyway. So if we really try to treat it when we find it with other types of mechanisms, we're going to have a much better response. And that's what I've seen. I've seen actual true improved bone density over time with the natural treatments, with the hormones, with the exercise, with the vitamins that are appropriate for each patient.
Absolutely. I mean, it's not a hard disease to treat. Sometimes it can be tricky and sometimes you just have to be patient. But I think ultimately, if you identify individually what these patients need, it can become much, much easier. If you've got questions and you want to call in and talk about osteoporosis, or you've just got something you want to ask, feel free to do so. Our number here is 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. One of the things that we also like to do as far as testing for bone loss is there are actually some very nice genetic markers that are available that can determine a person's ability to basically to accept vitamin D. These are what we call the VDR genes, or the vitamin D receptor genes. And certain variations in these genes, it doesn't mean that if you have the variation of the gene that you're going to end up with osteoporosis. That's not the way genes work. It's too multifactorial for that. But if you've got a genetic variant, and this genetic variant makes it harder for you as an individual to process vitamin D, or for your makes it harder for your cells to identify and recognize vitamin D, then vitamin D is not doing its job as efficiently as somebody who doesn't have this genetic variant. And that being said, if you know that to be the case, some simple lifestyle modification can be very beneficial as far as increasing your exposure to the sunlight to make more vitamin D in the skin. And that's something I want to address in some depth. Vitamin D deficiency is actually now been linked to 19 terminal cancers, whereas overexposure to the sun is only related to one cancer, which can be treated. So when you're being told to stay out of the sun and to wear sunscreen at all costs, realize if you've got skin cancer or a history of skin cancer, that's probably good advice. But if you are a normal person, it's not a good idea to just completely avoid the sunlight. We evolved in sun. We've been working in sun up to the last 50 years when our jobs have come inside, and we have primarily office workspaces now where we work, and so we're not exposed to as much sunlight. But vitamin D, remember, vitamin D deficiency creates 19 terminal cancers. Too much sunlight exposure, only one cancer, and that cancer can be treated. So the trade-off is not real fair. So kind of what we say is use common sense. You need vitamin D, you need sunlight, and you need it every day. But what you've got to understand is any sun protection factor, SPF greater than 8, inhibits vitamin D synthesis in the skin. And so if you go outside and you're out there and you're lathered up with sunscreen, you're not making much vitamin D, if any at all. So realize that and use common sense. Don't go out and get a sunburn. Don't go sunbathe, but get out every day, 10 or 15 minutes, what your skin can tolerate, and make sure you're getting adequate amounts of sunlight so that you can make that vitamin D, because that's a big factor going into osteoporosis. It's one of the most common things that we see. And as a matter of fact, some research is now coming out and they've called vitamin D deficiency an epidemic in the United States. So I think much bigger factor than just the calcium alone. Linda's on line one. Linda, we're going to come to you as soon as we get back from the break, if you'll just sit tight. And if you have anybody else with questions, call in 281-558-5738, and we'll be right back.
Warning, if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at TownCenterWellness.com. That's TownCenterWellness.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis. You're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. I want to encourage you to call in if you've got questions. Our call-in number here is 281-558-5738. Tonight we're talking about osteoporosis and bone loss. And I want to go to line one, Linda out in Katy. Linda, thanks for calling tonight. What can we do for you?
Well, I have two children that one's 23, one's 17. They both have soft bones only in their spine. My son was told that he had the spine of a 55-year-old man and that it was, you know, all was arthritis, and now my 17-year-old daughter's been told that she has arthritis of the spine as well. And I was wondering if there's anything that can be done to reinforce the spine or to make the spine stronger, because the rest of their bones are very strong.
Well, I think Linda, that's a very good question. And what should probably happen? What kind of doctor have they visited?
My son was at an orthopedic surgeon because he had to actually have spinal surgery. He was having so much pain. And my daughter's just seen a regular doctor and an osteo, I can't even think of what it's called. It's a doctor for bones.
An osteopathic doctor.
Thank you, yes.
Okay. My advice would be to have them get a thorough lab workup done. There's a lot of reasons why that can be that case. I mean, there's some different genetic factors that can be involved. Of course, certain nutrients. As far as what they can take, generally speaking, it's real hard to give advice. I mean, they could take. There are a lot of good multivitamins that are out there that just to support general health. But when you're talking about an actual disease state that's ongoing, it would probably be better to get them in to see somebody like Dr. Davis or myself, who would do a very appropriate and thorough lab workup to see what chemically, genetically, etc., could be going on. It could be contributing to that. Because as young as they are, that shouldn't be the case.
So there is hope.
Oh, there's always hope. Absolutely. Okay. You just may not find it where you're looking. And so sometimes you have to go outside of the box a little bit.
Okay. So how would I go about getting in touch with one of you to set up an appointment for them?
I think Dr. Davis, you want to give out your phone number and website?
Sure, it's 281-362-0014 is our phone number, and our website is woodlandswellness.com. And I think, are both of your children athletic? Do they do gymnastics or anything like that?
My son was in football for a short while. He was very athletic as far as swimming and that sort of thing, and my daughter was dance and drill team. She did that a lot.
I mean, that may have some part to do with their arthritis as well. But anyway, that's my phone number and website. And Dr. Osborne?
You can get a hold of my office. The number's 281-240-2229. Or you can find us on the internet at towncenterwellness.com. And I know with Dr. Davis and I, we have newsletters you can sign up for. And I encourage anybody who's out there listening, if you really want to become more educated on alternative medicine and what your other health options are, go to those websites. Check out the newsletters that are available, because it's all information to help educate you. I mean, that's the whole point. That's the whole purpose. We want to educate you so that you can make better decisions about your health. Thanks for your call, Linda. And I hope things work out for you, and have a great evening. I want to go quickly now to line two. We've got Lewis. He's got a question on vitamin D. Lewis, thanks for calling in.
Calling on vitamin D. My son had a test, and he came back with the evaluation of vitamin D being at 11, very low.
Let me stop you there. Was it a 25-OHD test?
It was just a part of the blood test, and regular. He went in for a physical. He's out of the country. He has, and the doctor sent me the prescription, so I went and got it for him. But the test came back, and it was he went in just for a physical blood test, and they did a hydroxy
25 hydroxy vitamin D,
and it came back at 11. And the doctor gave him for a 7. It was a prescription vitamin D at 50,000 unit. You take one vitamin D. One a week for the first month, and then after that, he takes one a month for another 2 months. So a total of 7 vitamin D pills that he got. And I was looking at the information sheet, and it said you have to be careful. It could cause some kind of side effects. And can you tell me anything about that? I mean, it's such a large amount, 50,000 units or whatever for each capsule.
Let me set your mind at ease. I'm sorry, maybe I mispronounced your name. Was it Louise?
Louise.
Okay. Vitamin D has a lower toxicity profile than water. Okay. That makes it very, very safe, even at higher doses. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to encourage you guys out there to start swallowing vitamin D in just large quantities. But with vitamin D, unless he has existing kidney disease or an existing autoimmune disease that affects his electrolyte balance, vitamin D is extremely safe to take, even at that level. you make just as much vitamin D by sitting in the sun for 30 minutes, you can make 50,000 international units. So if he goes out and gets good sunlight every day, he's going to make just as much.
He's young, in his 30s, so and single, and he goes out in the sun, and so I was really surprised that it'd be so low.
Does he wear a lot of sunscreen when he goes out?
I don't think so. I don't think he's ever been the type.
Is he dark skinned?
Yes.
Okay, the darker the skin, the harder it is to make vitamin D.
Okay, so, and then he's going to be a type after he gets. They only gave him that high dosage for 3 months, So after that, he should continue to take vitamin D.
Maybe. My advice would be, and once again, make sure you back this up with your other doctor, but with vitamin D, 50,000 units a day.
Just one a week.
Even one a week?
For the first month, one a week. And then after that, after the second and third month, it'll be one a month.
It's a very safe dose. Okay. He's not going to run a risk, and like I said, unless he's got active kidney disease, he's not going to run a risk of vitamin D toxicity. If you are really, truly concerned, then, tell him to look for symptoms. Some people develop calcifications in their muscles where these little nodules start to form in the muscles. He may get some joint pain or some general bone pain if he's got too much vitamin D. But beyond that, those are the main symptoms of vitamin D overload or toxicity. But it usually takes very, very high doses for very, very long periods of time. And those doses aren't that high, and that period of time is not that high. When he goes back to have his vitamin D levels checked, you want to make sure that those levels are coming back over 50. You said they were at 11, and it needs to be over 50. 50 is kind of the newer science is saying that 50 is the new cutoff point that they're starting to recommend. And even though that lab test it'll have a range between 20 and 100. And so if he's in the range of 30, that's still not enough. You need to have him at 50 or higher.
Well, I was in the range. I also had a blood test not too long ago. Mine was 30, so that's low. Even a woman should have 50.
Absolutely. 50 is about where you need it to be, especially, when you want to get your vitamin D levels checked is coming into winter and coming out of winter, because we make less vitamin D in the wintertime because of the angle of the planet as the UV light hits the earth. It's deflected in the winter months more than it is in the summer months, and so we just don't make as much vitamin D through sunlight exposure in the winter months. So when you're most susceptible is coming out of winter, but have your levels checked going into winter, and that way going in you're not as at risk. If your levels are low going into winter, you can address it right away, because there are actually some disease states associated with vitamin D deficiency other than osteoporosis: high blood pressure and other forms of cardiovascular disease, several types of cancer. And so, you want to make sure that that's not happening. Plus, you can develop depression and other symptoms and other hormonal imbalances as a result of being deficient in vitamin D. So I hope that answers your question. I want to appreciate your call, and you have a great evening. Okay. Well, we're fixing to head back to another break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about more what you can do in your lifestyle to help prevent osteoporosis from setting in, because it's really the key is in the prevention, not in the treatment. So when we come back, we'll be right back. We're going to get into that. Feel free to call in at 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Does your child do poorly in school due to poor focus and lack of attention? Are you being pressured by teachers and doctors to put your child on medication to treat ADD or ADHD, but are nervous about the potential side effects of the medications, such as poor appetite and delayed growth? In today's fast-paced society, most children's diets are inadequate and provide large quantities of refined sugars with minimal vitamins and minerals. Nutritional deficiencies are very common in children diagnosed with ADD and ADHD and have been shown to have a strong relationship with such abnormal behavior. A safe and natural alternative exists. To find out more on how you can help your child without the side effects of medications, call Town Center Wellness today at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Do you want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. Their number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com. Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping find the answers to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at TownCenterWellness.com. That's TownCenterWellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Dr. Osborne and Dr. Davis, you're on with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. We want to encourage your calls if you've got them. The number to call in is 281-558-5738. And the topic tonight is osteoporosis and bone loss. Before we get into treatment options, I want to take a call on line one. Jared? Jared, you've got a question on vitamins. What can we do for you?
Yes. My mother has osteoporosis, and I was just concerned vitamin glucosamine chondroitin, would that help prevent osteoporosis? Or if you already have osteoporosis, would it help with osteoporosis?
Actually, not really. Glucosamine and chondroitin is more for cartilage reproduction in the joints, whereas osteoporosis is more a disease of bone loss. Glucosamine and chondroitin is typically used for arthritis and not for osteoporosis.
Okay. I was just concerned. I've heard of it, and I've heard pros and cons of that, if it actually really worked or not.
So. It's primarily used to help rebuild or to help to reduce the progression of arthritis in the joints. And so a person may not like have immediate pain relief with using it. Typically, that's a supplement that you have to take for several months before any benefit can be ascertained, because you know cartilage takes time to build. And
right.
You can't just take that supplement one or two days and expect to see some results, but it won't really help with osteoporosis.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
It.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great evening. So, okay, before we went to break, we said that we were going to get into some of the other options as far as what can you do in your lifestyle? What are some of the things that you can do as an individual to help prevent? I mean, we said that the treatment of osteoporosis was in the prevention and not in the actual treatment modalities or methods, and to a large extent that's true. So what are some of the lifestyle factors then that you can incorporate that will basically help to prevent bone loss early on as opposed to treating bone loss once it's here? And so the key here is education. Educate yourself on the diet, the proper foods that you need to be eating. Educate yourself on proper exercise, how frequent and how often you should be exercising, etc. These are some of your biggest factors. But I want to talk about one in particular. And Dr. Davis, I know you've had experience with this. I got a short story. I had a patient one time, and this is when I talk about education, this is really what I'm referring to, because different people are educated on at different levels. But I actually had a patient one time. She came in and she had diabetes. Her blood sugars were well over 300 and 400 on average, and she would drink 6 orange sodas a day. And this was in her questionnaire when I asked her the question. I said, "Why are you drinking 6 orange sodas a day if you have diabetes?" And she told me, she said, "They're orange, so that makes it okay." And I said, "What do you mean they're orange?" She said, "Well, it's not like Coke because they're orange." And so I just had to scratch my head, and I had to re-educate her, because it was the way she was taught. It was the way she was raised to believe that orange soda or grape soda is not detrimental because it's orange or grape flavored, which to most people would be quite ludicrous. But anyway, that's when I say education, I mean, you have to get yourself up to date and educated so that you can not drink 6 orange sodas a day. We actually know that soda consumption has increased. I think it's 800% in the last 20 years. Whereas milk and dairy consumption has decreased by 50%. So we've got a generation of kids that are being fed basically toxic foods, foods that are high in sugar, foods that are high in carbonation and empty calories. And we're expecting that their bones will grow adequately by the time they reach their peak bone density, which is somewhere around the age of 18 to 22. And what ends up happening is these people that don't eat properly and that sit around and play video games for a good part of the day and don't get out and get adequate exercise actually have lower bone density at an earlier age, so it takes less time for them to develop osteoporosis. And Dr. Davis, I want to open the microphone to you, because I know you were talking earlier about estrogen and progesterone deficiencies, and let you kind of elaborate more on some of the lifestyle factors.
Well, I think, as you said, exercise is really important. I think that makes a huge difference. Getting out in the sun makes a huge difference. I think we do see a lot more people drinking soda, and I don't think they realize that it actually leaches the calcium and the vitamins right out of their spine. I was saying earlier that it's a good idea to make a point between osteoporosis and osteoarthritis. I think there are a lot of people who are confused about that, and that osteoporosis is not a disease that you actually feel. It's silent, so it happens over time, whereas osteoarthritis is actually painful. So when my patients come to me and say, "I have pain in my hips or in my spine, and do I have osteoporosis?" I tell them that you can't actually feel osteoporosis until it's in its very, very late stages. But in general, osteoarthritis is going to happen over time as well, but osteoporosis is silent. You do not feel an actual pain. So back to the estrogen progesterone, I think it's really important to avoid certain things, like we know now, to avoid as much as possible the plastics, not microwaving in plastic, not storing in plastic, not drinking from plastic water bottles. That seems to be a real big controversy these days, but I think we're seeing so much more infertility, endometriosis, other diseases of lack of hormones, and at such an earlier age, that I think it's critical now that we really make those changes. Is that what you were referring to?
Absolutely. Okay. Excellent explanation. So let's kind of summarize. We're running low on time. You know, some of the things that you can look at that are slightly different probably than if you've gone to just a normal doctor's office and you've been told or diagnosed with osteoporosis, what some of your treatment options are. From an allopathic model, from a mainstream model, your treatment options are you definitely will be probably told to exercise more and to watch your diet, but you'll also be told to take calcium with a vitamin D supplement, and you'll be given a medication. And there are a number of different versions and types of medications, many of which have pretty bad side effects, and sometimes they affect some people, sometimes they don't affect other people. It's oriented based on the person. And that's pretty much it. After that, you wait 2 to 3 years. You go back, you get a bone scan, you see if the therapy worked. If it didn't work, you've just lost 2 to 3 years. But from an alternative model, from an alternative medicine model, which is just as validly scientific, you get a baseline bone density measurement. And then you can do certain chemical parameters, chemical tests, genetic tests to determine what your risks are, what types of lifestyle factors that you need to address, what types of lifestyle factors that you need to change, what nutrients you may or may not be deficient in, what other types of exercise would be more beneficial. A lot of doctors will say, well, just do more exercise. Well, what does that really mean? There are different types of exercises. I mean, some weight-bearing exercises do more for your spine than other weight-bearing exercises. Obviously, you're not going to do arm curls if you've got weakening spine muscles. So what are some spinal exercises that you could do to incorporate a stronger bone density in your spine, etc.? So these are things that can be addressed very uniquely and very individualistically. But in addition, there's a new therapy that's now available, and I think I've seen this now on a couple of shows, and I actually have. It's called whole body vibration, and it's a type of device. It's a platform that an individual can stand on, and they stand in different positions, and these different positions will stimulate and oscillate the muscle and the bone, and it will actually help to improve bone density. And so this is what we call a very low impact exercise. So if you're housebound or if you're stuck in a home and you don't have the ability to get out and run or to get out and lift weights, this is a machine that you can have in your home that's very easy to incorporate, and it's relatively cost effective, but it's been shown. It was actually designed by the Russian space program and a number of years ago, designed by Russian and collaborative U.S. space program, because astronauts and cosmonauts going out in space would have muscle loss and would have bone loss, and they couldn't stay out very long because they would develop weakened bone or they would develop loss of muscle mass. And so they were basically designing and looking for different types of therapies that would improve bone mass and muscle mass in these astronauts. And they found that whole body vibration prevented muscle and bone loss in these astronauts quite dramatically. And then they went on and they took the same technology and the same knowledge and said, well, let's use this in rehab for people that have chronic injuries and chronic arthritis. So what we were talking about a minute ago, what Dr. Davis alluded, the difference between osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. This is actually one new type of alternative therapy that's available that has a lot of different applications, but one of the major applications is that it stimulates mechanical receptors inside your bones and inside your muscle tissues, and it increases their growth, and it basically tells them to incorporate more minerals into the bone, incorporate more mass in the muscle tissue. And there's a law in bone, and it's commonly referred to in the medical circles as Wolf's Law. Wolf's Law states that bone grows according to the pressure that's being placed upon it. Okay, so what does that really mean? That means that if you don't use it, you lose it. In other words, if you're not active, if you're sedentary, then your bone loss will follow, because bone grows based on pressure. And you get pressure from gravity, you get pressure from sitting, but if you're not actually physically active, it doesn't matter how many medications you take, how many supplements you take, your bone is still going to continue to deteriorate. So a lot of people say, well, what can I do that isn't exercise because I really don't have time for exercise? And my answer to that is nothing. Exercise is probably the most important element in all of this. Every day getting adequate amounts of exercise to stimulate bone growth. So hopefully you guys learned something tonight. I want to end the show on one last thing, and that is caffeine consumption, because this is a huge problem in America, not just through soda intake, but coffee intake. It's been shown, recent studies have shown, that caffeine over 100 milligrams a day actually contributes to bone loss. So don't fool yourself by drinking 3 or 4 cups of coffee just because everyone else does it, thinking that it's normal and that it won't have that long-term impact on your bone. Remember, as Dr. Davis said, you don't feel osteoporosis. It creeps up on you slow and suddenly. So I want to encourage you to come back next week. If you haven't signed up for the newsletters, go to woodlandswellness.com and towncenterwellness.com. Sign up for those. Those are great educational tools. Dr. Davis, it was great being on again with you tonight. I hope you have a fantastic week. Thanks to all our callers. Have a great week, and we'll be back next time.
KSEV.
AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton wants a big win in tomorrow's West Virginia primary.
She hopes to blunt Barack Obama's momentum toward the Democratic presidential nomination.
Well, let's get a big vote here tomorrow, okay?
You got it.
Both were campaigning in the state today, with Obama trying to counter arguments he's not particularly patriotic.
Some of us may disagree with our decision to start this war in Iraq, but all of us stand united in our support for the brave men and women who wage it. That's how it should be.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warns the disaster in Myanmar is about to become worse.
We are at a critical point. Unless more aid gets into the country very quickly, we face an outbreak of infectious diseases that could dwarf today's crisis.
The official death toll is 32,000 tonight, but the UN fears it could surpass 100,000. The death toll has reportedly reached almost 10,000 from an earthquake that rocked central China. The fire and rescue chief in Brevard.